Welcome to I'm Not Supposed to Be Here, the podcast. Welcome to I'm Not Supposed to Be Here, the podcast.
Indeed, Sophia, and today's episode is titled Chapter 3. As promised, we're diving back into Eddie's tumultuous journey, picking up right where we left off.
In this episode, Eddie finds himself on a flight back to Miami, a stark contrast to the vibrant stages of Peru. The hum of the plane engines becomes a symphony of self-doubt, each mile amplifying the distance between his aspirations and his current reality.
Arriving home, he's relegated to the computer/junk room, a poignant symbol of his perceived failure. Stripped of his bedroom and privacy, Eddie grapples with feelings of unworthiness and the weight of his dashed dreams. The constant interruptions while trying to sleep underscore this sense of displacement.
He's broke, jobless, and burdened by the realization that his self-funded album, while a tangible achievement, offers no immediate financial relief. The only solace lies in the ownership of his master recordings, a glimmer of hope in an otherwise bleak landscape. With a mix of naive optimism and desperation, he embarks on a mission to license his music to record companies across Latin America.
Eddie's cold calling efforts paint a vivid picture of his resilience. He likens himself to a door-to-door salesman, peddling his music from the metaphorical trunk of his car. We see him drawing inspiration from the stories of his favorite artists, their early struggles becoming a source of motivation in his own challenging times. What do you think, Sophia? Does this resonate with the classic starving artist narrative?
Absolutely, Lily. Eddie's experience echoes the familiar trope of artists toiling in obscurity before achieving recognition. His persistence, however, is remarkable. He sees this not as defeat, but as a necessary step in his journey, a testament to his unwavering belief in his music.
And then comes the phone bill, a staggering sum that throws his family into turmoil. His father's anger is palpable, a harsh reminder of the real-world consequences of Eddie's actions. This incident forces Eddie to confront his own self-centeredness, a moment of self-reflection that reveals a deeper layer of his character.
Seeking refuge from the escalating tension at home, Eddie turns to his brother Jose, finding temporary solace in his apartment. To make amends, he joins Jose in selling frozen meat from a pickup truck, a stark contrast to the life he envisioned for himself. This experience emphasizes the humbling reality of his situation, a stark reminder of how far he is from achieving his musical aspirations. It's almost comical, isn't it, Lily? From headlining concerts to hawking frozen meat, quite a fall from grace.
Indeed, a humorous twist in Eddie's narrative. Yet even amidst this temporary setback, Eddie refuses to abandon his dream. He continues to visualize himself as a successful artist, drawing parallels between his current job and his earlier efforts to sell his music door to door. This relentless optimism, even bordering on delusion, is what keeps him going.
And then a breakthrough. Discolandia, a record label in Bolivia, expresses interest in his music. This small victory rekindles his hope, reinforcing his belief that perseverance pays off. It's a much-needed validation of his talent, a sign that perhaps he isn't as delusional as he sometimes fears.
The arrival of the contract and the much-needed check from Discolandia is a pivotal moment. Not only does it allow him to alleviate the financial burden on his family, but it also signifies a tangible step towards his dreams. It's a victory not just for Eddie, but for his entire family, who have borne the brunt of his financial struggles.
With renewed confidence, Eddie sets his sights on forming a band that transcends the fleeting trends of the music industry. He envisions Fuga as a music-making machine, capable of producing world-class songs. He carefully selects each member, handpicking musicians based on their individual strengths and their shared dedication to the craft. What stands out to you, Lily, about his approach to forming Fuga?
His meticulousness, Sophia. He doesn't just assemble a group of musicians, he curates a team, each member bringing a unique element to the table. This careful selection process underscores his commitment to creating something exceptional, a band that goes beyond mere talent and embraces a shared vision.
Their rigorous rehearsal schedule transforms into a ritual, a testament to their collective discipline and unwavering commitment. They pour their hearts and souls into their music, honing their craft and perfecting their performances. This dedication soon pays off as Fuga's reputation begins to spread throughout Miami.
And then comes the invitation to perform on Buscando Bandas, a nationwide talent competition broadcast on NBC Telemundo. This is a huge opportunity for Fuga, a chance to showcase their music on a national platform. The stakes are high, with a grand prize that includes an international recording contract with Sony Music. Can you imagine the pressure, Sophia?
Absolutely, Lily. It's a make-or-break moment for Fuga, a chance to catapult their careers to new heights. The competition is fierce, with hundreds of acts vying for the coveted prize, but Fuga's hard work and dedication pay off as they advance to the finals.
The tension in the room is palpable as the hostess announces the winner, and then, the moment of truth, Fuga is declared the victor. It's a dream come true, a validation of their talent and unwavering belief in their music. They've earned an international recording contract with Sony Music, a powerhouse in the music industry. What a triumph.
The news of Fuga's victory sends shockwaves through the music community, inspiring aspiring artists and solidifying their place as rising stars. It's truly an inspiring moment.
Basking in the glow of their victory, Eddie and Fuga find themselves swept into a whirlwind of parties and industry events. Producers and songwriters clamor to collaborate with them, eager to be associated with their rising star. It's a heady experience, a taste of the success they've long dreamed of.
At one such event, Eddie encounters Desmond Child, a legendary songwriter responsible for countless hits. The encounter is surreal. He finds himself mingling with the who's who of the music industry, a world away from the frozen meat truck and his parents' computer room.
But the honeymoon is short-lived. Monday morning brings with it the crushing realization that their Sony Music contract is in jeopardy. The silence on the other end of the line speaks volumes, the unanswered calls becoming a harbinger of disappointment. What do you make of this sudden turn of events, Sophia?
It's a heartbreaking setback, Lily, a cruel twist of fate. After achieving their dreams, they're faced with the possibility of losing it all. It's like reaching the summit of a mountain, only to be pushed back down into the valley.
The reason behind Sony Music's decision to renege on the contract is even more devastating. It turns out that the president of Sony Music had previously tried to sign Eddie as a solo artist, and his refusal to abandon Fuga has come back to haunt them. It's a bitter pill to swallow, a realization that their success is being sabotaged by personal vendettas.
Eddie and Fuga are faced with a difficult choice: fight for their contract or walk away. The legal battle against a giant like Sony Music seems daunting, a David versus Goliath scenario with little chance of success. Moreover, litigation could tarnish their reputation and jeopardize future opportunities. It's a lose-lose situation, isn't it?
Indeed, a difficult predicament. But instead of succumbing to despair, Eddie and Fuga make the courageous decision to move on. They recognize that their artistic integrity and momentum are more valuable than a recording contract, however prestigious.
They accept the management agreement and promotional opportunities offered by NBC Telemundo, attempting to salvage something from the wreckage of their dashed dreams. However, the resentment within the band begins to fester, the unspoken blame for the lost contract creating a rift between Eddie and his bandmates.
Seeking a fresh start and a reprieve from the mounting tensions, Fuga relocates to Mexico. They sign with a new manager, Alex McCluskey, hoping to rebuild their careers in a new environment. But the emotional baggage from the Sony debacle follows them, casting a long shadow over their future.
The weight of unmet expectations and dashed dreams becomes too heavy to bear, and Eddie makes the difficult decision to leave Fuga. He recognizes that his path diverges from theirs, and he chooses to pursue his own musical journey. It's a bittersweet ending, a recognition that sometimes the most difficult decisions are the ones that lead to growth. It's a gamble, isn't it, Lily? Leaving behind the only band he's ever known, stepping out into the unknown?
A significant risk indeed, Sophia. But it's also a testament to Eddie's resilience and his unwavering belief in his own musical vision. It leaves us with a lot of questions. What will become of Fuga without Eddie? Will Eddie find success as a solo artist? Will he ever reconcile with his former bandmates? And most importantly, what will he do next?
So many unanswered questions, Lily, and that's what makes Eddie's story so compelling. We're left with cliffhangers, eager to know what the future holds for him. It's a reminder that life's journey is often unpredictable, filled with twists and turns that can lead us to unexpected destinations.
Don't forget to follow, share, and subscribe and listen to the next episode to find out what happens next in Eddie's story. And be sure to check out the award-winning docuseries on Tubi, listen to the audiobook, and don't miss the soundtrack of the motion picture, I'm Not Supposed to Be Here. Until next time.
Keep chasing your dreams, no matter how crazy they may seem. And most importantly, join us next time to discover whether Eddie's dream will finally become a reality.